by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. God just speaks and everything just comes into existence. All the host of them by the breath of his mouth. It's always funny to me when you hear even these so-called Christians get up, these reformed types, and they'll agree with everything that we're saying about how mighty God is, about how powerful God is. God spake the universe into existence, and they'll say, yeah, I agree with that. He gathereth the water of the seas together as an heap. He measures these things in his hand. They'd say, yeah, God is powerful, God is great, God is mighty. And they would say, hey, God preserved a perfect word for us. Oh, whoa, preacher, don't get carried away. Now you're going too far to sit there and suggest that God could preserve a book. Let's not get carried away with the power of God. I mean, I know he can speak the universe into existence. I know that by his breath, all the hosts of heaven have their being. But let's not run with that and say something so outlandish as that God can actually preserve a written word. It's irony. They would admit to the power and might of God, but then try to belittle him by saying that, well, you know, we have to correct the Bible. There's errors in this.